Arena Landscape. This is Daniel speaking.
Hey, Daniel. This is Amy Nelson with Local Splash from the Google Guarantee Department. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you. So there was a call scheduled for Friday at 10, and I contacted you a few times and then got some messages back from you saying that you weren't ready to have that conversation yet.
So, yeah, sorry. I totally forgot to put it on my calendar, and and I lined up some work schedules.
Yeah, well, you got to take care of what's in front of you. That's the most important stuff. Did you still want to discuss it, or?
Yeah, I wanted to see what it is about and
mm-hmm.
and roughly how much it costs and stuff like that. I'm just
right. I have exact pricing and program details for you, but please share with me what you were going to say.
Oh, I'm just saying it's because, I mean, my workflow's pretty good,
mm-hmm.
but I'm heading into the slow season, and we have seen
a drop in calls.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Get ahead of the game.
Right? Yeah. Absolutely. And how do you like pay per lead? I mean, you've tried pay per lead before, right? Like you, HomeAdvisor, Angie, something along those lines, I'm sure, right?
Yeah. I didn't like it because I would get a lead, like say today,
mm-hmm.
and I'd call them,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of times the people would cancel.
Mm.
Either they would cancel, or they'd make an appointment and totally forget about it. I showed up and they're not home. They were giving it to like 4 or 5 of the contractors,
mm-hmm.
the job sizes.
Mm-hmm.
They made it seem like it was a huge job, and the leads varied. Some
mm-hmm.
were like $75 leads.
Mm-hmm.
And then you show up and it said concrete work, and you show up and it's literally like there's a broken paver and they wanted it to be replaced. You know,
oh my goodness.
Yeah. So
wow.
And trying to get back on there and trying to request the money, but it was just a nightmare, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. So, and then so the way that Google Guarantee works is different. So first and foremost, you have what we call lead exclusivity, Daniel. So you don't share the leads. You don't, you're going to pay a little more on the front end for the lead, but it's a better quality lead. So, I mean, all the things that you don't really care for about Angie's or HomeAdvisor or Thumbtack or any of those type of pay-per-lead services, like all the complaints that I've heard from our clients that have dealt with that is things like the fact that you have to share the lead, that the lead cost fluctuates, that you have to go back and try to get a credit when it's an unqualified lead for like a small job, like you said, or for something that just says that it's one thing, but it's really something else. Right?
Correct.
And there's no recourse because they don't record the phone calls. They just say, oh, it says you're on the phone for a minute and 30 seconds, so we consider that a lead, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Google actually built Google Guarantee to trump all other pay-per-lead services. And the reason that they did this is because those companies, those pay-per-lead companies, what they do is they purchase a position for their company name at the top of the first page of Google in the Google Ads section. And then they capture the leads, Daniel, and then they resell them to you and some of your competitors. So instead of, you know, having something that's exclusive, that's only coming to you no matter what, and charging you a quality lead, they're making their money from every single person. But Google has reserved the Google Local Map section as well as the Google Guaranteed section for companies like yours, the small to medium-sized business owner. So for your specific service radius, they're not allowed to list it. Those large corporations like, you know, Nextdoor and Thumbtack and House and all that, they can't list into this section. So it's reserved for the elite service provider. Now, you have a great reputation online. So far, everything's been going very, very well for you. And to me, it looks like you're doing more like landscape construction, design, and install, right? You're not really doing like maintenance.
Correct. No maintenance.
Tell me, what are the bread and butter services?
really anything that has to do with construction, like pavers mm-hmm. would be my number one, pavers, mm-hmm. drainage, irrigation, hardscape, retaining walls, lighting, mm-hmm. Basically full-on landscape.
Design and install, huh?
Remodel, yeah. Like, mm-hmm. I don't design on paper, but yes, I design on, like, on the field. I go through with we go off of people's pictures and stuff like that they'd like. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So tell me if these are the services of what you're offering. Make sure we have you in the right category. Artificial turf installation, concrete masonry, driveway landscaping, grading and resloping, hardscapes, landscape design, landscape installations, garden decorations, outdoor water features, driveway or walkway paving, retaining walls, walkway landscaping, sod and seeding, outdoor steps, and stone masonry. Is that the basically services you're offering?
Yes. I don't know if you can add low voltage lighting or it comes as a group.
It comes as a group, and you get to cherry pick from within there what you want, but we can see about it. And then, do you offer for fencing also?
Pavers? Is there pavers as an option?
As a direct option, only pavers? No. It's driveway or
okay.
walkway paving. So
okay.
Google Guarantee is super specific about the keywords and about the vertical and subcategories. So if somebody punches in pavers in the Google Guarantee section, you're going to pop up because it
okay.
offers it for the driveway or walkway paving. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah. Now, are you also offering fencing? I saw fences on the website.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And is that a specialty service you're providing as well?
Yes.
Okay. So there's two different, let me see here. There's two different verticals. Hold on 1 second. Okay, perfect. Yeah, there's two different verticals for you. So Google has specific categories or verticals is what they call them technically. Okay, Daniel? Just so you understand the verbiage, I don't want it to be confusing. So with that being said, let me make sure you have the proper licensing of what's needed. Do you have the California State C-27 Landscaping Contractors License?
Yes.
Do you have the California State C Contractors License with C-13 Fencing Classification?
No, but C-27
mm-hmm.
covers anything involving the improvement of landscapes. So that's
okay.
the license with the biggest gray area.
I understand. Okay, so Google is super specific about what they require for these verticals. So I can qualify you for landscaping. I can't qualify you for fencing. If you if you maintain that specific license, then I could. Or like if you get it as a subdivision of your current license, then I could. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because I know mm-hmm. I'm covered. Like I've already talked to the contractors board, so I can do like wrought iron and
yeah.
anything because it's part mm-hmm. of my license. Like I can mm-hmm. even run gas lines because I'm certified.
Nice.
So, but
okay.
but it's I like really with the C-27, you could actually even build pools.
Wow.
but it's
pretty broad then is what you're saying.
Yeah, it's
okay.
anything that's outdoors basically, yeah.
Cool.
But that's totally fine. I don't need to advertise for fencing.
Yeah, because you could get it within the landscaping anyway. Okay, cool. So see, the difference between like landscaping is what you're doing or lawn care is more like the maintenance, the mowing, the maintenance, the cleanup.
Correct.
That's not what you're offering. So
no.
Google has the specific vertical. So I'm going to jump right into this. Since you have the licensing, then I'm assuming you have the insurance as well, right?
Correct.
And can you pass the background check?
Yes.
And do you have business license? I mean, do you have driver's license and social security?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. I just have to ask those questions. I know they seem kind of like formalities, but I want to make sure because when we sign you up for Google Guarantee, we don't want to go back and we only want to sign you up if we know that you're going to get approved. Okay. Because it's you're our current client. We want it to work for you. So first and foremost, it goes like this. The upfront cost is a one-time $250 application fee. This application fee goes to get yourself and the business completely Google Guarantee certified. So are you the only owner?
Yes.
How many face-to-face employees do you have, Daniel, that go out and do estimate or they go out and do estimate and run the job all by themselves? Or are you the only one who does that?
I'm the only one.
Okay, perfect. That's only you on the account. Okay, so this is going to go to get you Google Guarantee certified. So if you were to look on Google and you look up landscaping pro, or you look up, a driveway paver, or you look up any of the services, at the very top of the page is going to pop a search result that says Google Guarantee. And up here, there's going to be a list of businesses, Daniel, that show up that are only in the Google Guarantee profile. So Google has vetted these companies just like what we're offering you. All these companies in the Google Guarantee section have submitted this application to Google, have paid the application fee, and they've been Google Guarantee approved. And what Google actually is guaranteeing to the general public is that you are a quality service provider. And they're also, what the guarantee says on there is get it done right or Google pays you back. Meaning that if for any reason there was anything wrong that with that client's satisfaction and they contacted Google and said, hey, we couldn't figure this out with Daniel, Tara, Linda didn't take care of us, and then they would pay out $2,000 worth of insurance per individual client on top of your regular insurance. So Google is backing you up, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And not that you need that, but I just want you to understand what the guarantee is. So Google is guaranteeing your work to the general public. This is why it's such a coveted position. And it's only for the small to medium-sized business owner like yourself. Now, with that being said, what they're guaranteeing for you is quality calls coming directly to you that you don't share the lead. So what Google does is they assign a Google call tracking number to your company. Once you've been Google Guarantee approved, you're going to show at the very top of the page in the guaranteed section. Also, you have other services with us, so you also show in the local map and the Google Ads. This will create a third position for you on the top of the first page of Google in the guaranteed section. Now, Google would assign you a call tracking phone number, and all the Google Guarantee calls would be recorded for authenticity purposes. So the reason they record those calls is because if it's not a qualified call, they don't charge you. You don't have to chase your money around because they automatically don't charge you. Meaning, if it's a sales or solicitation call, if somebody is seeking employment with your company, you're not charged for those. Those aren't considered qualified leads. Now, if somebody calls your company and they from that phone number and they ask you for a service that you don't provide, that's not listed on your Google Guarantee service profile, like say they're asking for mowing or maintenance, or they're asking for something that you don't offer that's not listed, that's not a qualified lead. You're not charged for that. Additionally, if they call and they ask for you to provide services that's not in your service radius, that is also listed on your service profile, that is not a qualified call. That you would not be charged for. You are only charged if the client calls you and asks you for estimate over the phone, and you give estimate over the phone, which is probably very rare for what you're offering, or if the client calls and you set face-to-face appointment with the client to give estimate face-to-face. Those are the only two instances that Google considers it an actual qualified call, okay?
Okay.
And that's fair, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, getting into it, this is what it looks like price-wise. So the upfront cost is the one-time $250 application fee. You pay that application fee, and then we send you the application. It takes about 10, 15 minutes to fill out the application. It's very simple, very easy to navigate, but we're here for you. So what you're going to do is you're going to upload the business license, you're going to upload the business insurance, you're going to upload your driver's license, your social security number. Additionally, they're going to ask for the tax EIN number, and then we're going to go ahead and we're going to submit it to Google. Now, once your Google guarantee approved, Google's going to say, hey, we need to set the minimum monthly budget. So Google requires a minimum monthly budget to start for 13 leads. Your lead cost for the landscaping pro vertical are $126. Okay? The minimum monthly budget for that is $1,652. So the way it works is like this. Somebody goes to Google. They look at the Google guarantee section. They can click on your profile. You are not charged. They can look at your website. They can read your reviews. They can even click to call you. They are not, you are not automatically charged. You are only charged for that lead when it meets the criteria. So if they ask for estimate over the phone and you give it, which you probably very, very rarely, if ever, do, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or if you set face-to-face appointment with the client to give them a face-to-face estimate. So if it's a legitimate inquiry, right? Because people who aren't legitimate aren't going to be calling and asking you to come out for a face-to-face estimate, right?
Correct.
Okay. So the leads would begin coming in at approximately 3 leads a week. So you get Google Guarantee approved. We call you. We say, okay, we're ready to turn the leads on. You pay the $1,652 for the 13 leads at $126 per lead, okay? Now, the lead comes in to you. You accept the lead. You go ahead. You go out. You take care of the client. You absolutely love the leads. You have the ability to increase the lead flow if you want to, Daniel. If you want to say, okay, you know what? I love the leads. They're fantastic. Let me get 5 leads in a week, or let me get 6 leads in a week, or all 13 in 1 week. You can do that. Now, that might be very busy because I don't know how many crews you have, but but you can take on as many as you want, okay?
Okay.
Now, the latter is also true. Say you take on the first couple of leads. How many crews do you have?
2.
Okay, so say you take on the first couple of leads, and now both of your crews are booked out for 2 weeks. You know for a fact that neither one of your crews is going to be able to take on any more jobs for 2 weeks or even 6 weeks or however long you need to. You call and you can pause the campaign. Daniel, where you pause the campaign financially, say you pause the campaign with $1,200 left in the budget, and you pause it for 6 months. Wherever you pause the campaign, that right there is where the campaign stops. So it's not an automatic monthly charge. The leads cannot accidentally come through. If they're paused, then the leads stop until you unpause them. Now, when you unpause the leads, and if there's $1,200 left in your budget, then we go ahead and turn the leads back on, and they will go until that budget is exhausted, and then we would contact you again and say, Daniel, we're ready to reset the minimum monthly budget, and you tell us how much you want to invest into your budget at that point, okay?
Okay.
Are you with me so far?
Yes. So
okay.
Do I pause them directly with Google, or I have to go through you?
You're going to be able to pause them with us. You can go in through the dashboard, the app. You can call, you can text, you can email, however you want. You're going to pause it with, we're going to pause it for you because we're managing the campaign.
Okay.
Okay. And additionally, you have access to all the call recordings through your Local Splash dashboard. So with your Local Splash dashboard, Daniel, what you're able to do is, like, say a call came through that happened, slipped through the cracks, that was unqualified for some reason, okay? And you call and you say, listen, or you even text in and say, this phone number was an unqualified call, please dispute. We go ahead and dispute it with Google on your behalf and get the money back. You don't have to do that. Okay? We take care of it. That's literally what we're doing for you. We're going to take care of everything for you so that all you have to do is accept the leads and have them coming directly to you.
Okay.
So what do you think?
It sounds good. If, say, I get the leads and it's something that doesn't work, I can cancel any time, right? It's not a...
Right. No, there's no contract. Not at all. There's absolutely no contract. If you weren't 100% satisfied, then there's no contract. There's no accidental charges. You're not tied to any commitment. But I'm going to tell you this, Daniel. I've worked for Local Splash for 8 years. And of the 8 years that I've been with Local Splash, they came out with this program 5 years ago, Google did, and this is the best service that I've ever seen for any Google product. And let me tell you why. Because the conversion for closing ratio is 33% stronger than any other type of paper lead because it's a qualified lead. When people go to Google, they trust Google. And then they see that it says guarantee next to Google with your name on it. It's a much better qualified lead.
Okay.
So do you want to give it a shot?
Sure.
Okay. I really do believe that you're absolutely going to love it. So the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to send the application. I have the email address as taralindalandscape@gmail.com. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So it's going to, the application's going to come from me at it's going to be anelson@localsplash.com and it's going to be labeled Google Guarantee. Okay.
Okay.
Now, Google Guarantee application. It'll be a clickable link. In that application, it's going to ask you for the cost per lead, which is going to, I'm putting here into your notes, which is $126.67, and then your minimum monthly budget. I asked for that. I'm putting that as MMB, and that is going to be the $16.52. Now, with this, please note that it's going to be very, very easy to navigate, but in the event that you needed any additional help with it, then we're able to go ahead and walk you through that as well. So I'm going to send a text, which is my direct phone number and extension line. It's going to say, hi, this is Amy from the Google Guarantee Department. I was just following up with you for a possible upgrade on your account. And it gives you my direct phone number and extension line. So if you need to speak with me or you need any help, you give me a shout, okay?
Okay.
Additionally, I'm going to make sure that you have the application via text. Do I have permission to charge your current card that we have on file, which is an American Express ending in 1008 for the $250 application fee?
Yes.
Okay. Let me go ahead and do that now. Now, the other super cool thing is that, like, I like to just let everybody know is you have other options. Once your Google Guarantee approved, if you are a company that Google will let us know, as soon as your Google Guarantee approved, they're going to go through and they're going to see if you qualify for max lead budget. So if you want to come up at the very top, or if you want to pay for a premium cost for leads, like if you say you want to pay double, or they want to top out their lead at a certain amount. Like maybe you want to top out 175 for it to come up highest on the list. You have the ability to do that with max lead budget. Now again, that is something that they go over once we make sure that you qualify for it, and it is not mandatory. You don't have to do it unless you want to. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. So I'm processing the account now for the $250 application fee. That's gone ahead and gone through. And then I need to set I do need to set an appointment. So how long do you need with the Google Guarantee application to fill it out? Because then I need to set a client interview for that. It's just they want to review it. It's not very long, about 10, 15 minutes.
It won't be until this afternoon when I'm in front of all the licensing and my social and all that.
So why don't we set it for tomorrow then, just so you have time to get the application in and turn it into us, and then they'll call you and verify tomorrow.
Okay.
What time?
Let's see, tomorrow, Tuesday. Can we do, look at my calendar real quick.
Yeah, or Wednesday, whatever day is best and time is best for you.
Tomorrow's fine, like around 3:30 p.m.
You got it. So what's going to happen is it's going to come over. It's going to say Local Splash onboarding call. Okay. And it's going to say GG onboarding call. And then it's going to have your name and your number. And then what we're going to do is I will call and introduce you to your onboarding agent just to make sure that there's a smooth transition on everything. Now, if I get ready to call you and I look in the account and the application is not completed, then I'm not going to be able to do the Google Guarantee call because the application has to be done first, okay?
Okay. So I'll do the application as soon as I get home today.
Awesome. I appreciate that. Now, if you need anything on that, Daniel, feel free to call me. I'll be here to take care of you or answer that question. It's very, very easy and very easy to navigate, but sometimes it can be, you know, sometimes people need help. So you just let me know what you need, okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.